I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You and Elise are expecting your second baby.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you got to make that announcement on the air by way of Ken Carmen saying it like 6 weeks ago.
Oh, did Ken say something?
I think he did.
I didn't hear that at all. No one ever tells me when Ken does things like this. Where's the update, guys?
It couldn't be me. And the reason why is you accuse me of taking glee and giving people bad news, which hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry
You're
about that.
You're never getting bad news from me again. Oh, because I was trying to protect the Germinator from a blow up when he broke your computer.
Oh, you were really excited to deliver that news.
I was not.
You seemed really, you came out front. It was
I was trying to give distance from you. I was an offensive lineman for Spencer German, who I thought you would just implode on. And I didn't want that for our
literally nobody told me Ken had mentioned it on the air like 6 weeks ago.
Oh.
Not a single person.
I really thought, because I told Jake to tell you, because I couldn't tell you, because then you'd be like, you just wanted to tell me this news.
Ken also, he tweeted about me like a month ago or something, and I didn't realize it until a week ago, and it had a decent amount of people interacting with it, and mm-hmm. he didn't tag me in it, so I just didn't know, and then I was like, wait, where were people informing me that this was going on?
Wait, what tweet was this? Now we're really getting down the rabbit hole.
I'll tell you off the air. I don't want to relitigate it all. Because then I had to like text Ken and be like, hey, so let's set this record straight. But I had zero clue.
Well, by the way, 6 weeks ago, Ken told everybody you're going to have another kid.
Oh,
but
well, he wasn't wrong.
I've been in on this because, one, we're both girl dads, so we're mm-hmm. loving that.
Yeah.
But two, I've been teasing you for a while that there's a distinct chance your baby girl could be born on my birthday, and recent developments suggest that that is more likely now, and we are about yeah. this.
Well, that's what happened today. We found out today earlier that the baby's no longer breech, and so now the delivery date would be, if things go as planned, it's not only your birthday, but it's also 92.3 the fan day. I mean, yep. it's 9 of 23, which is an incredible turn of events.
And my nephew was born when I was 16 years old. My older brother's 8 years older. And the little jerk held on an extra day. It's like the whole time, I'm 16, I'm like, I already love this kid because he's my older brother. I've always looked up to. I've loved my big brother. And so I was so excited. And I was like, and he's going to be born right around my birthday. And then that labor went right into 9/24. And I was like, I still love him a lot. Just a little less than it was.
Well, so I guess that could happen, though. You could have like a repeat of that. And that would be pretty devastating.
Now, here's the thing.
Although we mapped it out today with our OBGYN. Like, it would be like you get there late on 9 of 22. And then it's really set up for a long window to be born on 9 of 23.
So I think the thing about the only reason I wouldn't want baby number two for you guys to be born on my birthday is I already adore Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to have something that tilts the scales.
I mean, you got an instant new
one.
Favorite.
I mean, she's the youngest. I'm the youngest. So that's what there's already going to be a bond there. I will not have any more babies. So I'm going to be gaga over your kid because it's been so long. I mean, my kids are 12 and 15. So I'm already feeling that those tears go. But now you're born on my birthday. Like, did we just become best friends?
I think you might have. I love it. And it's the wild circumstances. If I had a baby that was born, so Charlotte was born 216, which is Cleveland's area code, and then 92.3, like all the reasons I mean, it's incredible.
Well, and here's the thing. I don't know that this is that way for everyone. 92.3 has always been like my 9 and 23 have always been very fortunate numbers for me.
Yeah, like, you told me this. Yeah,
like 9.23, literally my birthday. So people always thought when I was first Nick Wilson 9.23, I was like, oh, because of the stage. I'm like, no, it's my birthday. Very original take there. But like I met my wife in the month of September. So again, nine, like we, like those numbers continue to repeat. Yeah. I have this weird habit of looking at the clock and it tends to be 9:23, either AM or PM. Almost every day I look at it and that number's there. The universe is telling me something. I have no idea. Hmm. It's like, communicate better, universe. All right. If you're just telling me these numbers, I don't know how to decipher it. I'm not that smart. Be a little more blunt. But that's the other thing I like about this. We could end up being numerology buddies.
It would be fun. So I am, obviously, I'm very devastated that it's happening during football season. That's not great, but you can't plan these things. What happens if in the middle of a segment I get a text from my wife and her water broke?
Remember that
conversation. What's the expectation from everyone here? Like, Mac, what's your expectation from me in this setting?
How deep are we in the show? Can I ask that first?
I want you to answer before Nick answers, and I'd like to actually take a pulse of the room. What's the expectation for me if my wife's water breaks and all of a sudden she has to go into labor and it's during the show?
I think you would just go.
Do I finish out the segment first?
No, I think you just go with that.
Let's just drop everything. I could be in the middle of a Dustin Hopkins should have been the kicker the entire... and we're gone.
So let the record reflect. Mac is single and childless.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm just saying, like,
is there a reason why we priority
to his wife and the baby? Why would we go to the Brecksville judge when the Brecksville has not had a lot of procreational practice at this point?
All right,
in his
life. I want to know: is your advice going to be different than Mac's advice on this?
I think he's biased in this.
What's the setup in this scenario? Is the expectation for me to leave the segment, or to stay through the segment, stay through the hour? Because there's not much I can do at that point.
This is work wife versus, you know, actual wife. Like, I mean, come on now. Not in case you're the work wife, but you get what I mean there. Because I'm the one.
This is why we don't do labels like that. Is why I'm like, no.
But
and by the way, if your significant other has a work wife, that's not great. That's not great.
They don't actually have work maritals.
I never believed in the idea that you could have, like, if anytime I saw a couple and it's like, oh, that's my work husband, I'm like, oh, that's not going well for you guys.
It's just a friendship.
That's not going well.
It's just a zany friendship.
I instantly think to myself, I'm like, oh, no, I don't like, if my wife came home and was like, I got this work husband.
Oh, we'd kill him.
I'd be like, not great. Yeah. Don't love that development.
I know a lot of Hungarians with no real future. Uh-huh. They'd be loving to help out. Right?
Now, that's Vince Vaughn.
Yep. Now, this being said, what time in the day? I need specifics. If it happened at 2:02 and you left, if I planned a two-person show and then had to do...
That would make the 9:23 baby instantly your non-favorite. Because it would probably take 9:23 off the board while also then interrupting your whole entire day.
I separate the art from the artists.
Okay. Yeah, it's not her fault.
No, it's you. It's your fault. Ooh, Mojo USA.
What's the expectation for me here?
By the way, oh no. Mojo USA, you guys sound like a couple of bleeps. Oh, gosh, not Mojo USA. He thinks we don't sound manly enough. Not Mojo USA.
I mean, I've already been accused of not being manly enough by the morning show. It's okay if you do it on Twitter.
I like. By the way, Mojo USA, get your tea checked. I think you, sir, are projecting your own lack of masculinity or maybe high testosterone, low testosterone. It's okay, buddy.
Conversely, if I stay through, and this is something that would appeal to me, by the way, if I stay through and just ignore the fact that my wife is in labor and needs me and wants me to be by her side, I get to just laugh at anyone that takes off for their birthday in the future. I get to laugh at basically anybody that has any sort of reason for why they would ever take off. I'd be like, I worked through my child being born. No excuses.
Yeah, and then I'm going to immediately call you out and say, you just didn't want to go deal with it.
Yeah, which would be the right scenario, by the way. which would be the right.
No, I mean, okay, if it's at 520, I'm going to give you the third baseline. Like, go home.
Okay, yeah, show's already done.
Head home.
Yeah, well, it's time you give me a 220.
Yeah. Let's hear how things are going. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Let's not jump to conclusions. Who knows that was really your water breaking?
I told
Keith, only your second kid.
If I like the segment, I'll probably stay. If I've kind of like, I got my thoughts off, we're good here, then maybe I just peace out.
Was it like when I gave you the idea that Shador and Shiloh could play for the Toronto Argonauts and you turned on me?
I didn't turn on you.
You were very upset by that idea.
I was not upset. You keep telling me how I felt in that whole entire segment. I was not upset by that.
Because Shador, you're denying how you felt.
Now, were you out of pocket? Yes. Yes, you were.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean I was upset by it.
But no, you'll stick around. In fact, you're a pro.
I liked the clarity that I was able to put out there that if he goes to the CFL, I'm not watching the CFL.
Sure, you're not.
No chance.
Yeah. Yeah, of course
no,
you're not.
No chance. Shador, you're dead to me.
Yeah, you probably already own.
I don't even know where you got that clip. Is that from that,
that
little bit?
That was from that little bit.
And it's true. Shador, you're dead to me. If you go to the CFL, you're dead to me.
All we hear is Shador, you're dead to me.
I'm that much of a Browns fan. If Shador leaves, I just don't even, doesn't even bother me.
You've already got the Shador Toronto Argonauts jersey. You're not fooling anyone. But no, you
should my
stay.
Little baby have a Shador jersey?
No.
That's the bit among bits.
No.
Put her in a little Shador jersey. Also wearing the number 2.
Well, that's funny because at that age, that's one of the like three things they do. I think you're a pro.
Oh, no.
I think you'll stay. Yeah.
She's going to defecate all over the Shador jersey.
Let's just hope Shador doesn't.
Easy.
216-474-0092.
You think I'm going to stay?
No, you're a pro.
Result is I'm going to stay.
You're a pro. Yeah, you okay. And I have always talked about guys who handle things like pros, guys who don't. Uh-huh. You're going to stay.
Yeah, lots changed in my wife. Yeah.
Nothing's really. Hey, I didn't see that text for 4 hours.
My wife would get so mad if I didn't leave instantly.
She's going to get mad at you anyways. She's birthing a child.
She told me today.
You are the enemy.
So we never had it on the docket that she would have that type of birth. And we always thought it was going to be a C-section. And she told me today, she's like, you know, if this happens, I'm going to yell at you in ways I've never, because we don't yell at each other.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to skip 4 hours of that?
And she's just like, I am going to, and she goes, just know right now, it's not nothing against you or anything like that. It's just going to be, I'm going to be yelling like crazy. And I'm like, I know.
Yep.
I got the role. I got it. I'm locked in, ready to go.
Yep.
Doesn't sound like fun.
Ready to go after the show ends.
At 7:01.
Yeah. Wait, you're going to miss 4 hours of her screaming at you? I think not.
I mean, if I make it in time, we can play you going solo on the Odyssey app, and you can be one of the first voices that the baby hears.
Well, now I really like this idea. John Fanta in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.